Each year seems to bring more dire financial circumstances to the Postal Service. The ongoing burden is payments USPS is required to make to the retiree health care and retirement funds. Postal officials believe they're paying in more than they need to, and that's contributing to current losses. But the president's 2012 budget proposal would correct some of these payment imbalances. Joining us with details is the Postal Service's chief financial officer, Joseph Corbett. Mr. Corbett, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
So before we get into 2012, give us just a current picture of how finances stand for the Postal Service.
Sure. This year, we lost $300 million in the first quarter. The first quarter, of course, with the holiday season, is typically our most profitable. But we are anticipating for the balance of the year that by the end of the year, we would lose $6.4 billion is our current estimate. So it's a substantial amount of losses, and of that $6.4 billion, $5.5 of that loss is created by pre-funding our retiree health benefits.
So what sort of cost-cutting measures can you take now, are you taking now, and what are you hoping to be able to take shortly?
We are continuing our cost-cutting campaign and doing more and more each year. Over the last 3 years, we have reduced the number of staff by over 100,000 people throughout our organization. That's 100,000. That's more than any other organization anywhere has reduced, and anywhere is a big place. So we continue to do what we can to be more efficient. We have constant groups in terms of Six Sigma improvement on our processes. We are looking at closing and consolidating infrastructure to continue to save money, and doing everything possible in order to decrease expenses. At the same time, we've introduced a number of new products, including the flat rate box that I'm sure you've seen the commercials for, that have helped stabilize our top line.
So let's talk about those 2012 proposals that the president has put into the budget request, I guess something requested by Postal Service, which is to reduce those prepayments. Tell us how that would work, and also, can you make it that far?
The law provides for a couple of things. First, the president has asked that the retiree health benefit payments, $4 billion of that be deferred at the end of this year. So we're encouraged by the position in terms of trying to help us with our near-term liquidity and our ability to pay bills at the end of the year. The also, the bill requires that we have refunded to us over a 30-year period the $6.9 billion that we have overpaid into the FERS account, the Federal Employee Retirement System. And so those two amounts would be helpful and allow us to get past the end of this year. More importantly, perhaps, the president has acknowledged that the administration wants to work with us in terms of going forward, our ability to be more efficient in terms of our facilities and consolidation. Today we have over 70,000 locations where we have alternatives to traditional brick-and-mortar post offices, and we continue to roll out our web presence and our alternative locations for shopping so that folks can have access to the Postal Service more and more. The second thing out of three that he underscored was that he wanted to help move the Postal Service toward a 21st century workforce. And part of that is having more flexibility with our overall workforce to be able to reduce the overall cost of labor. And the last item was working with us toward having more flexibility in terms of how quickly we can move to market with new products and the types of products and businesses that we can get into.
Now, let's boil that down, if we could. This is Joseph Corbett, by the way, the chief financial officer at the U.S. Postal Service. And what you just itemized for us, those bullet points, let's boil that down into the reaction, into what this means. Is this a light at the end of the tunnel? Is this just some breathing room, taking a little pressure off? What does this mean for you?
I think it means certainly a little bit of both. Actually, the first couple of items, the retiree health benefit deferment of that payment and also the FERS refund of our overpayments give us some breathing room at the end of the year so that we can meet all of our obligations. The other three items are critical to allow us to operate commercially. As I believe you know, the Postal Service receives no taxpayer money. We're 100% commercially funded. yet we receive unfunded mandates by law, things like delivering 6 to 5 days, things like not being able to close certain facilities by law. And so we need the flexibility, and the administration has signaled in their principles that they're willing to work with us to give us the flexibility we need to be successful.
And just briefly, where do you see the Postal Service in terms of what it offers the public, say, 10 years from now?
Well, I think that the Postal Service will, first and foremost, continue to deliver the mail and deliver and be a major player in terms of package delivery. That will still be, 10 years from now, our core business. While the mail, first-class mail, is on decline, business mail, again, is growing. And we deliver we'll deliver 170 billion pieces of mail this year. It's over a $1 trillion industry when you add it all up, and it equates to almost 7% of GDP. It's a huge part of the infrastructure for America, and it will continue to be over the next decade. We'll need to continue to shift with the market and things like tailor our package services to the American public to gain our fair share of that market. And we'll also continue to make it easier to do business with the Postal Service in terms of our online presence and our use of the Internet. But the core business will still remain a large business going forward.
Joseph Corbett is the Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. We want to thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Eamon. Thank you, Tom.